Blog Talk Radio.
No one likes us, I don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize them. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old, Africa's far too hot, and Canada's too cold. South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one, there'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia. Don't wanna hurt no kangaroo. We're building all America park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes London, boom Perry. More room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, we'll just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We'll set everybody free. You wear a Japanese motor, baby, to be a pair of shoes to me. They all hate us anyhow. So let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book, Spirit of America Party radio show. www.mediacrapmatters.us and www.captainsblog.us if you want to go back to the Bush administration. Let us start with hopes and prayers go out to all the people that were killed in the ambush in Colorado. The movie theater ambush. That was a real sick sight to see and a sad sight to see. And right now, as we're talking here, they're trying to get into the building and not blow it up, probably because there's a wealth of information in the building, in the apartment of that nut job. And that's all you can say about him is he's a nut job. Of course, the communists jumped at a conclusion yesterday that he was a Tea Party member. And ABC, always be communist, or always bashing Catholics, used their stooge. Was it Brian Ross? Is that his name? He probably cut off the Kovich, Ross Kovich. Yeah, he's probably a KGB agent. It's only alleged. He called the murderer a Tea Party candidate, a Tea Party member, but it turns out that he didn't do his fact-checking, and what happened was there happened to be, I think, a 44-year-old man who had the same name that was in the Tea Party. But now, if he really wants to do something, what he should do is get the serial numbers of all the guns that were used in that murder, plus the tear gas grenades, and trace them to Eric Holder, who is responsible for the deaths of 70,000 Mexicans. So if you're appalled that 12 being killed and 58 being wounded, you should be equally as outraged over the 70,000 Mexicans that were murdered by a gun runner named Eric Holder. Okay, so it's not 70,000. He's not responsible for all 70,000. Let's say 50,000. 2,000 guns. They're appalled that this guy had 6,000 rounds of ammunition and he had four weapons. How about 2,000 guns going into Mexico and children crawling out of classrooms to safety? Yeah, so what are they going to do? They're going to use the incident to go after any decent American that has a weapon. And even Mike Savage was protesting outrage. When Mike Savage learned that this guy had a drum of ammunition to be used with an automatic weapon, he immediately said, "That's ridiculous that this guy should be allowed to buy a drum of ammunition, which holds 100 rounds. You don't need that many rounds to go hunting deer." Well, not everybody that owns a gun has a gun to go hunting. Many people have it for self-protection, including Mike Savage. Mike Savage doesn't hunt deer, but Mike Savage has a gun for self-protection. And it also has been learned that this guy had 6,000 rounds. That's an expensive hobby. My guess is a buck a bullet. That's $6,000 he laid out for those kind of bullets. And he got them through the internet. Well, all I can tell you is that the Russians and the Chinese sell a lot of AK-47s. They're number one in the world with the sale of guns. And, of course, the communists who want to disarm freedom-loving Americans so it'll make it easier to send them to concentration camps, which could never happen in this country because, I mean, that would be like saying that two planes are going to take down the World Trade Towers or that Japan would bomb Pearl Harbor. Yeah.
Hang in there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America party.
Yeah. Well, the Democrats would send almost 3 million men to fight and 58,000 to die in Vietnam and then blame Nixon. Yes, Vietnam was their war from start to finish, which goes to prove Democrats get you into war and then they leave you to die on the battlefield promising never to run again. And if you want some stats to compare George Bush's 8 years in Afghanistan with a loss of 461 Americans compared to Obama's 2,000 dead NATO soldiers, as he classifies them, NATO troops all being buried back home in the United States, the NATO troops. Yes, sure. And that doesn't count the ones that are in jail rotting away for shooting back. So, do not take my guns away and don't use this one nut job's Batman maneuver to ruin the Second Amendment, destroy the Second Amendment. And while we're at it, stop destroying the First Amendment too, communists. We know what you're doing. We know what you're up to. And we know where you are in the House and the Senate. And what are we going to do about it? We're going to vote you out of office. You're going to be out. You're going to be out faster than pate through a goose. Yeah. Okay. Let me give you a tune. When I come back, I'm going to read your story. That has to do with this new communist move on seizing weapons on God-fearing Americans. Here's today's Tea Party blog posted by the National Director D. Okay? The news media and the left are out in force. Why do you say left? Come on. Don't be afraid to say it. Communists are out in force on publicizing this horrible crime in an effort to get the Congress, the communist members of Congress, to enact gun control. Rahm Emanuel said, "Never let a serious crisis go to waste." Well, he's got a crisis in Chicago, and it has to do with guns, and they're not legally registered, and they're not law-abiding citizens. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things you think you could not do before. Yes, as soon as I saw that shootout and I saw ABC lying about the Tea Party connection, and boy, these guys are as brazen as Democrats, these reporters, these media boys. They lie, and they're not afraid of it. They're not afraid to lie. We have a horrific one-time tragedy. It may not be a one-time tragedy. It might have to do with the movie. And there may be copycat killers. So don't call it a one-time tragedy because you don't know the outcome yet. In Colorado, by a crazed gunman, yet this country is daily littered with the bodies of American citizens who have been killed by illegal aliens. Where's the outcry from the left? Where's the outcry for 17,000 dead Syrians protected while Bashar al-Assad is being protected by Russia, China, and Obama? What, Obama gave it to the UN? That's the same as Pontius Pilate washing his hands. Where is the outcry from the left? Where is the 24/7 wall-to-wall media coverage? And then they go on to document some of the crimes that are being committed. Houston mother of five, Tina Davila, was stabbed to death in 2008 when Timoteo Rios tried to hijack her SUV. She refused to give up the keys because there was a four-month-old baby in the vehicle. The killer was identified by surveillance tapes from the store near the crime, and he quickly fled to Mexico. He had been arrested earlier for a marijuana possession but had not been deported because the government wants weed to be the number one cigarette in the country. This mafia government intends to make weed a bumper crop and tax it. It's going to be the new revenue to balance the budget because they're not cutting any expenses, only increasing them. That criminal act took place in Houston, Texas. And here's another one in Houston. In August 2007, three college students who were hanging out in a schoolyard were brutally attacked and shot to death by six MS-13 gangsters. Another young woman managed to survive despite her terrible injuries, which have left her with facial paralysis to this day. The two women were raped and hacked with machetes. And I got an opinion about this Batman movie, and it has to do with the movie violence. And I think that it triggers a lot of violence in people. Not everybody is equipped to deal with psychological viewing the same way. There are many tragic stories about the victims of illegal alien criminals, but it doesn't get much worse than the deaths of Lee Anna Jimison, 16, and her boyfriend Ted Metal, 19. The couple died in a fiery crash in April 2009 when their car burst into flames after being struck by illegal alien Felix Ortega, who was drunk at three times the legal limit in Alabama. Jamie Alvarado, a serial drunk driving, twice reported illegal alien who killed a Nashville businessman, Robert Ben, shortly after he arrived in Austin for a new job. Ben was driving from the airport when his car was struck by the inebriated Alvarado as the Guatemalan was fleeing police because he feared being deported. In a cruel coincidence for the family, Ben's granddaughter was born a few hours before he was killed, so he never got to meet her. Robert Ben was 64 and had three children. The suspect in the fatal shooting of a 14-year-old Houston girl was an illegal immigrant from El Salvador who previously was deported twice by immigration officials. Melvin Alvarado, 22, was convicted of two separate intoxicating driving offenses in Harris County in 2006 and 2007, criminal records show. He was sentenced to 60 days in jail in connection with his last arrest in November 2007. Gregory Palmore, an Immigration and Customs Enforcement spokesman, said immigration officials removed Alvarado from the country in April 2008 and again in April 2009. So now here are some stats. 83% of warrants for murder in Phoenix are for illegal aliens. 86% of warrants for murder in Albuquerque are for illegal aliens. 75% of those on the most wanted list in Los Angeles, Phoenix, and Albuquerque are illegal aliens. 24.9% of all inmates in California detention centers are Mexican nationals. 40% of all inmates in Arizona detention centers are Mexican nationals. 48% of all inmates in New Mexico detention centers are Mexican nationals. 29%, 630,000 convicted illegal alien felons fill our state and federal prisons at a cost of $1.6 billion annually. 53% of all investigated burglaries reported in California, New Mexico, Nevada, Arizona, and Texas are perpetrated by illegal aliens. 50% of all gang members in Los Angeles are illegal aliens. 71% of all apprehended cars stolen in 2005 in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, and California were stolen by illegal aliens or transport coyotes. 47% of cited stop drivers in California have no license, no insurance, and no registration for the vehicle. Of that 47%, 92% are illegal aliens. 63% of cited stop drivers in Arizona have no license, insurance, registration for the vehicle. Of the 63%, 97% are illegal aliens. Same in New Mexico, 66% stopped, 98% are illegal aliens. 380,000 plus anchor babies were born in the U.S. to illegal alien parents in just 1 year, making 380,000 babies automatically U.S. citizens, which is unconstitutional. 97% of all costs incurred from these illegal births were paid by American taxpayers, and that's almost all of them. And more stories of devastation caused by illegal aliens. Where are mothers against drunk drivers? They will not address the subject of drunk illegals killing Americans. Lamara Salvatrucha, MS-13 member, Rene Mendez Mella, also known as Zorro, pleaded guilty to 2 counts of causing death through use of a firearm in connection with the execution-style murders of Venenis Agueta, a 19-year-old. Anthony Bologna, age of 48, update on illegal alien gang member charged with the brutal murder of Anthony Bologna and his 2 sons. Reward offered for illegal alien Haitian. He murdered 2 former friends in a knife attack. A case that originally received national attention, Federico Reyes, was originally charged with a felony assault and battery with intent to commit criminal sexual conduct, a plea down to assault with intent to commit criminal sexual conduct in the third degree. Okay, it sounds like we got an illegal alien problem. Hang in there, and we will talk some more. Here is what the Tea Party is saying about the shootout in Colorado. The owners of the movie theater should have legal action taken against them for not allowing people their God-given right to defend themselves. Had somebody been in the theater with a gun to offset the bad guy's gun, they might have had a shot. For the matter, and here's another one, for that matter, the incident in Colorado, tragic as it is, would be classified as merely a really bad weekend in Chicago. I do not see flags being lowered to half-mast for the murders on Rahm Emanuel's watch. The best post, Joe, where's the outcry for those people in Chicago? Rahm Emanuel stated that the gangbangers' beliefs should be admired, when what he should have said is we are going to stomp on the gangbangers and eradicate all gang activity. The left media is going to push this Colorado shooting and boycott all media outlets until they start acting appropriately and reporting facts like they're supposed to, and demand that ABC fire Brian Ross. Now, his name is Brian Ross. Flood all the news media with as much facts as possible, and we're not going to take it anymore. My prayers are with the family of the victims as well as the family of the perpetrator. However tragic this situation, we mustn't allow the government to use this to take away our guns and the right for self-protection. Yeah, don't let these people say that this is all a hunter's problem and that it's and that the only reason that these guys need guns is for hunting, because then they'll pass legislation that you can check your gun from the police station when you want to go hunting. We don't want that. Those guns are for to allow an informed protective militia to protect the country in the event that the government decides it's going to be tyrannical. Millions to be killed under Agenda 21. Look for the parallels. Yeah, don't let them take your guns away. Foreign troops training to confiscate guns of Americans. And you can see that on YouTube. I just hope it isn't the Russian troops in Colorado. They're in Colorado. That's right, those Russian troops are in Colorado. What are they doing there? What are the Chinese doing buying 50 square miles in Idaho? UN troops in America doing martial law drills. Yeah. Thank you for all the good information and wake the rest of us the hell up. Gun control is why this hurt and killed so many. The theater had a policy of no guns inside, whereas if gun owners would have had their guns, just as in the internet cafe the other day, where a 72-year-old shot both robbers, the boy from a liberal school who also worked on secret research projects, would have been shot in the beginning. Yes, always practice headshots. Yeah, because he was armored up. Always practice the first shot from the hip and the rest in the combat stance. I use an air gun and I have a 3-inch grip from the hip and dead on for the rest, because if needed, the first shot will be the round that will keep you alive or dead. Don't forget that he came. I'm reading each one. I don't want to break the read. Don't forget that he came in the side door and not from the front of the theater, which means someone unlocked the side door to let him in, or he unlocked it himself and left it open. Looks like a government-ordered hit, just like the other two in the past, Fort Hood and Arizona. The Fort Hood one is an absolute disgrace. 60,000 American troops pinned down by one Muslim praying to Allah, one deeply religious Muslim, practicing the highest spiritual effort that a Muslim can make, jihad, shouting Allahu Akbar, and he murdered 13, and the 60,000 American troops had to call the cops. How embarrassing. That's like sending two planes to defend New York City without weaponry, and you send them out over the Atlantic Ocean. That's part of 911, in case you didn't know. First two planes that scrambled came all the way from Washington, D.C. Yet there are bases in New Jersey they could have come from. And don't forget he came from the side. Now, the guns didn't kill these people. This dumbass did. If most honest folks in the theater had concealed guns, that guy would have been shot before the death toll went so high, maybe even saving the children. One thing that bothers me is, why is a 3-month-old child in a badly rated movie, in a horrific rated movie, laden with blood and guts? Why is a 3-month-old child at midnight in a movie theater? They couldn't get a babysitter. That's what somebody gave me as an excuse. Correct look at the statistics of all shootings across America and see how many are committed by individuals with a CCW permit. And the guy's got 25 zeros. My prayers are with the families of everyone killed and injured. Banning guns because it's like banning of forks if you're fat. Banning baseball if someone gets bludgeoned to death with a baseball bat. Or banning cast iron pans if your wife hits you over the head with one. I call that this. That's my 4 o'clock wake up, and it doesn't have a snooze alarm. BTW, that's the most common form of death in domestic violence cases, or it used to be, death by frying pan. How stupid does this country need to be? The country is brainwashed. There's a word that's not I like to use, and it's not used enough. It's called conditioning. If you're watching movies and the quality is deteriorating, you accept it because you're conditioned. And if you've got bad government, you accept it. If you got a president that masturbates in the sink and gropes women that work in the office, you have been conditioned to accept crap. So now it's just a question of how much crap do you want to take. Okay, I'm going to take a break and I'm going to do some homework here. Hang in there.
He started out in San Francisco, tooting on his trumpet loud and mean.
Suddenly a voice said, "Go forth, Daddy, spread the picture on a wider screen."
And the voice said, "Daddy, there's a million pigeons waiting to be hooked on new religions. Hit the road, Daddy, leave your common law wife. Spread the religion of the rhythm of life."
And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Put a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Put the tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat.
In Milwaukee, took his walkie-talkie to Rocky Ridge,
blew his way to Canton, then to Scranton, till he landed under the Manhattan Bridge.
Daddy was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, built a quite an operation down below, with the fire pipe a-blowing while the mustard tail was blowing, all the cats were go-go going down below. Daddy was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, built a quite an operation down below, with the fire pipe a-blowing all the mustard tail was blowing down below.
Lift your wings and fly to Daddy. Lift your wings and fly to Daddy. Fly, fly, fly to Daddy.
Take a dive and swim to Daddy. Take a dive and swim to Daddy.
That's from a musical starring Sammy Davis Jr. And it's a play on false religions. And how quick they are to equivocate people that have a Bible with people that have guns. What did Obama say? Bible-toting, gun-carrying rednecks? The man hates the Southland. He hates the entire Southland. It doesn't matter what color you are, what language you speak. He hates the Southland. He'll rob them of industry. He'll rob them of business. He'll move their oil rigs to Brazil. He will give their jobs to China. He hates the Southland. He intends to destroy the Southland. He wants a half a nation fighting the other half a nation. And he doesn't care who kills who. And did you see Romney's speech after the Oregon after the Colorado massacre. Romney's speech, I was touched by Romney's speech. He had a religious tinge to it. And I noticed that already the media has edited out the epistle that he read from St. Paul. They've already edited that out. But I gave Romney two notches up after that speech. Obama, anything he says is a lie. He could care less. They're sitting around now trying to figure out how they can capitalize on this disaster to the advantage of the Communist Party of North America, formerly the Democamos, formerly the Democrats. Yeah, they're no good. Get out of that party. And let me tell you, if you're a Catholic and you're a Democrat, you're not a Catholic. You're not even a practicing Catholic. You failed practice. So, let's see what happens here. Here's some more reports, some more feedback from Tea Party members. Gee, did God allow this to happen, or have Christians been failing to educate upcoming generations? Separate from the government schools and unchurched peer pressure. There you have it. It was not God's will for a gunman to kill people at a theater. I got to say that Hollywood is responsible for this more than the gun control people. And the video games. These kids today, they have no concept of what death is. They have no concept of what a horror it is to see somebody bleeding out. They have no concept whatsoever. If you took a bunch of kids to the screening of the movie Patton, they would all laugh at the opening beach scene where a guy is about to fall down with his guts in his hands. I sat in the movie, and all the kids thought that was hilarious. And that's the mentality you have today. This guy was going for a PhD. He was going to be in medicine. He was going to help people. He was going to study nanotechnology to help people. And he does this? Where's the correlation? Was he doing drugs? Who knows? You'll never get the truth from the media. They only pick what they want to tell you. Here we go. Going back. He was from a liberal school raised with liberal principles. He was also working on secret and government neurological research projects, as stated by his college. And liberal gun control policy at the theater, which was a gun-free zone. Oh, is that like the drug-free zones that they have in the public schools in New York, which they got pretty soon, once marijuana is legalized, the kids can smoke it in the classroom if they're 9 and above, as well as the concept that you are not going to protect yourself, only the government can. Here's another one. So you don't blame the lame so-called Christian churches for failing to be the light and salt in their communities? Methinks it would have been better if the shooter's father had a gang of Christian fathers to hang out with and provide a love God first education. You want the mess to stop in America? America's fathers need to repent. Depends on the church. The Methodist and Episcopal churches made the choice to stand with the Marxists and the Communists when they backed the One Nation rally in D.C. and began preaching social justice. After being a lifelong Methodist, I had to leave. They also openly support the illegals coming across the border. Oh man, I really feel sorry for anybody out there that is being forced out of their religion because their religion has abandoned them for the popular genre. I really do. I know my religion's got problems, but like I say, we're practicing Catholics. We don't pretend to be perfect. And I'll tell you, it took us 2,000 years to turn the altar around. And we recently gave up eating meat, gave up eating fish on Friday. So, and I got to tell you that we try and stick to the Ten Commandments. We don't write amendments to them. Unless you're a Kennedy Catholic, then you can get whatever you want. But then again, like Jesus said, those are the millstone people, and they'll be thrown into the sea first. Well, the posts aren't quite taking this the way I thought they would. My point is the media is daily, monthly, and yearly ignoring the American citizens' body count from illegal aliens because it does not fit their agenda. The Colorado story does, and we have wall-to-wall news coverage on it. Yeah, I know. 6 GIs were killed in Afghanistan about 3 days ago, and the press came right out and announced 6 NATO troops. Who the F is NATO troops? 6 NATO troops were killed in Afghanistan today. Don't say American because everybody will blame Obama. You mean like for the 22 Navy SEALs that were sent into a phone-ahead ambush? And I see one blog from one of the GIs on this Tea Party blog site, and he's a Navy SEAL, and he's asking the question, what's the story? What happened to these guys? I don't buy it. There was 30 on a chopper, 22 were SEALs, 8 were other Navy and military soldiers, and the chopper was hit by a rifle grenade, but the stories are conflicting. Did it get hit coming in or get hit going out? Why were they sent there? Why were they all put in one chopper? I do know they do move troops of that size in a big chopper, but the chopper was cumbersome. They were going into rugged mountain terrain. There's a lot of things that don't add up, but there's definitely a cover-up because everybody's afraid their ass is going to swing. So everybody from the smallest lieutenant to the biggest general is covering this thing up, and it can't be covered up. You've got to get it out in the open. If Obama can make a movie about himself getting bin Laden, then Obama has to take the responsibility for the loss of SEAL Team 6. And it's not going away. And neither is the gun smuggling of Eric Holder, 2,000 weapons into Mexico. Now, you saw what this one guy did with 4 guns. Can you imagine the devastation that has been wreaked on the Mexican people by Eric Holder with a shipment of 2,000 guns into the hands of narco-terrorists who behead and chop the arms and legs off of people who oppose them, who have the Mexican government living in terror, and Eric Holder added to that terror with 2,000 guns. And he refuses, he has the audacity of hope to get away with it. He refuses to answer and give up information. And the communists are telling you it's no big deal. They say it's only one border guard. How about the other ones that you don't mention? What was that guy's name? Jaime Zapata is another one that got murdered with Eric Holder's guns. How about the border guards that are in jail for doing their duty? Is there a war on border guards? Hang in there. We'll give you a tone.
Thank you.
Before they can build a building, they need blueprints. Before you can build your house, you need blueprints. And you know what the blueprints of a child are? The soul. And the creator of the blueprints is God. He is the architect of the child. Now, you think about that. When some college professor is telling you that it's only a fetus, or the German government says it's only a fetus for the first 55 days, and America says you can kill them up until just before daylight on the ninth month, you know we got a problem. And that problem was acted out yesterday in that movie theater. Somebody didn't understand life. And it's time for us to all go back to school. Remember, God said, before you were created, I knew you. Because he's the architect. Life begins when the soul enters the receiving department of the sperm colliding with the egg. That's jackpot. That's three Liberty Bells straight across. That's when life begins. Had a woman, a 1 month pregnant, be sitting in that theater and got shot in the stomach, would that killer be tried with one murder or two murders? Chances are he'd only be tried for the murder of the mother, because the child isn't qualified. But according to our founding fathers, who guaranteed and promoted life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, life begins on day one. They knew it. They knew it then. Why don't we know it now? Okay. So having said that, let me take a break. All the communists will be running around now looking for books that go back to 1776 to see if the founding fathers, or as I call them, the foundling of fathers, ever said anything about when life begins. Well, it's good. I'll sell a few books. Yeah, Romney's speech had a touch of religion in it. It touched your heart. Obama, he's going to lower the flags at half-mast. Has anybody seen the video where a lip reader says that Michelle said to Obama on a 9/11 anniversary, all this for a flag? And he nodded with that smile on his face. Did anybody see that video? I'm sure it's on YouTube. You got to get it. All this for a flag. And now he's going to lower the flags at half mast for this Colorado massacre. But he wouldn't lower the flags at half mast for 22 Navy SEALs from SEAL Team 6. That were wiped out in a media chopper crash, or a Taliban ambush, as I call it. Yeah. He wouldn't lower the flags because he didn't want to call any attention to the fact that he had a nightmare on his hands that he can't control. And if you think the Russians had a tough time getting out of Afghanistan, wait to see what happens when all of these jihadis come in for the final finish. I just hope we're up for the game. In the meantime, you got to look at the Syrian coast and see if there's 11 Russian warships there that are going to back up Assad as he slaughters innocent Assyrian civilians with weapons of mass destruction that he got from Saddam Hussein, that the Democrats said Saddam didn't have, and blamed Bush. Do you know that we were more successful with Iran when we went into Iraq than we could have been at any point in negotiations. When we went into Iraq, we had Iran surrounded around their entire geographic perimeter. We were in every country that bordered Iran, and we were at sea. We could have got them six ways to Sunday. And when the Iranians saw that ghost a tank column coming out of a sandstorm and making a right-hand turn into Saddam's palace, they pooped a brick, because they realized at that moment that we are serious people. And if we say we're going to do something, we might just do it. And when they saw the power of the United States unleashed on Iraq, and they saw all those guys in the desert surrendering and kissing the boots of the Americans, they knew that they were next. They honestly believed they were next. And we were a half hour away from Ahmadinejad's house. That's all it would have taken, is to keep that tank column moving. And we could have been in Tehran in a half an hour to an hour. And they were deathly afraid that that's what was going to happen. But once again, the politicians get involved and they screw everything up. And Bush didn't take advantage of the moment. That was a bad call. And the other thing that Bush didn't do was he didn't build the two great radio stations and TV stations to barrage the Iranian people with, look how good the Iraqis are going to have it, thanks to us. And we can help you do the same thing. Just get rid of those mullahs that are starving you out. You can't even get gasoline. You can't refine gasoline. You can't get potable water. And these guys are spending billions of oil dollars for heavy water to make nuclear weapons, which eventually will be used against you. But we missed the opportunity, and we had a great opportunity. That was our time to shine. And you know, Desert Storm was the rebuilding of for the first time since Vietnam, the rebuilding of the morale of the U.S. fighting forces, because they got their Americanism back, USA, USA. When we kicked Saddam out of Kuwait, America was up for the game. And I got to tell you, we have the best trained force in the country, in the world today. We have more combat experience than all our enemies, and we should keep it that way and stay strong and live long, and don't let these communists inside this country, which is the greatest threat to our survival, disarm us. And we always have to be number one in space and number one in defense with tremendous offensive capability. We want to live in peace. When the twilight is gone and no songbirds are singing, we want time for reflection and to love one another.
When the twilight is gone, ah, and no songbirds are singing, ah, when the twilight is gone, ah, you come into my heart, and here in my heart you will stay while I pray. My prayer is to linger with you at the end of the day, in a dream that's divine. My prayer is a rapture in blue with the world far away, and your lips close to mine.
Rock and roll, that 3 out of 5 hit songs had God in them. You look at what we got today. Look at the crap they're singing today. It's embarrassing. It's really embarrassing. We're like a takedown generation. We're settling for crap. It's really sad. 3 out of 5 songs in early rock and roll had God in them. And the communists have seen to it that God is removed. And it's time to bring them back. Back by popular demand. Do you know on 911, all the kids in this country, especially the kids in New York, they were looking for something. They couldn't believe what was happening. And they were looking for something spiritual, and nobody gave it to them. We dropped the ball. We could have wrapped them up in our arms, and we could have given them a spiritual revival, and we didn't do it. We went commercial. And that is sad. It was a window of opportunity. Guys witnessing the collapse of the tower, hearing the screams and the prayers and the cries of a trapped generation silenced in a minute and a half, decided to go and fight for their country, and they signed up immediately to avenge 911. And I remember one guy was a football player, Pat Tillman. And he joined the Rangers. He wanted to serve his country. And the communists called him a jerk from walking away for $1 million, from $11 million to go fight for this country. And if he didn't do it, who would take his place? Wouldn't be you, would it? Maybe it would be you. But you know, the type that wouldn't take his place, who called him a jerk, those are the same guys that were at the airport spitting on GIs coming back from Vietnam, totally brokenhearted and disillusioned, and to be greeted by their what they thought were their peers, but they had no equal, and to be spit on by dopers who took the easy way out. The communist way out. So, to those guys who gave us, who bought us peace, and sacrificed their lives in Nam, the next tune is for you guys. Nobody was betrayed more than the Vietnam vet. Nobody.
Thank you.
and to the GIs that are being put on a politically correct trials for fighting back in Afghanistan. This tune is for you also, and also to all those who serve, and all those who love this great country. And it could be greater if we all got our act together. Hang in there.
Okay, so here we go. I hear today that Sarah Palin is not going to be given a stage appearance at the Republican convention. I hope that's not true. Like I told you in the beginning of the show, if Jesus was on trial in the Senate, the Democrats would call for crucifixion and the Republicans would deny knowing him. And that's what they're doing right now to Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin has served the party beyond reproach, and she has been key in getting Tea Party candidates elected and established a base in the Congress where we can turn this government around. And business as usual is sucks. We cannot have it anymore. We've got to... We got to cull the herd. This should be one term per termite. I don't think anybody deserves more than one term of office in the House or the Senate. We got to get rid of this good old boys club. It's not good for either. It's not good for any of us, no matter what side you're on. You gotta get fresh decks. You can't get the same card players. You got to get fresh decks. So I got a minute and 48 seconds left, and I'm just going to mention one thing, and that is the YouTube video about Michelle Obama on at a 911 ceremony where they're folding the American flag in military style in the cockpit, in the cocked hat, revolutionary cocked hat formula. And you know how they fold it? And they took this video and they brought it to a university that teaches lip reading and braille reading, and they all said that they read her lips in this, and her comment to her husband was, "All this for a flag," and that's how she feels about this country, "All this for a flag," and he agreed with her. So get the YouTube video and see it for yourself. And then when you go to the voting booth, fire their ass. And let's all be free men again.
Feeling comes a stealing, and it sets my brain a reeling when I'm listening to the music of a military band. Any tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's that patriotic something that no one can understand.
Way down south in the land of cotton,
melody untiring, ain't that inspiring?
Hurrah, hurrah, we'll join the jubilee.
And that's going some for the Yankees, by gum. Red, white, and blue, I am for you. Honest, you're a grand old flag. You're a grand old flag. You're a high-flying flag. And forever at peace may a wave. You're the emblem of the land I love. The home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true for the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But should all acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag.